Locals in Dalesford say they are shocked and devastated by the council's decision to remove an aggressive gaggle of geese from the area. Kate Lethleen, creator of the petition to save the Lake Dalesford geese. Kate, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Are they divisive, are they?
The geese, yeah. Or the council?
The geese.
The geese are almost like a much-loved collective pet for the community. Look, they honk like crazy sometimes, but for the most part, I would say they are gentle, sensitive, really very beautiful creatures, and we all love them. And that's evidenced by the collective fury and dismay that's been displayed.
Well, they're described as aggressive, and it occurs to me that the Romans used to use geese as watchdogs to protect their houses and everything. Are these aggressive?
No, they're not aggressive. They are not aggressive. And, you know, think about their centre of gravity. Some of these birds have very, very big chests. And, you know, and very short legs. And if you can't outrun a goose, then you're a bit of a goose yourself, I think. But they don't chase you. They don't, they're not aggressive. They are aggressive towards feral animals that try and attack their nests or their mate. Mm. But they're not aggressive towards people.
They're good eating too, aren't they?
Well, yes, they are, but I wouldn't like to eat one of these, that's for sure, unless you want to eat your dog.
I have a pool in my backyard, Kate, and I don't have a problem with geese, but from time to time, someone with two ducks gives them a packet of Laxettes and my address. do geese leave behind similar calling cards?
They do, of course they do. They're birds. But you know what? Of the thousands and thousands of people that walk around the lake with their dog and then don't clean up afterwards, after them, you know, I think it's a very small price to pay. And to be honest, I mean, this is one of the reasons. I mean, more seriously, it's one of the reasons that the council has given for making this decision, that it costs the council $5,000 a year to clean up the poo. And frankly, as a resident ratepayer who pays really, I think, large amount of rates, it's a very, very small price to pay for the pleasure that they bring to the community. And also, let's not forget the tourist dollars that they bring in. You know, I mean, people come on day trips every day to Dalesford to get a photo with the geese. It's a little bit like the quokkas at Rottnest in WA.
Good on you, Kate. Kate Lethleen, creator of the petition to save the Lake Dalesford geese.